Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Mem Aleph. We'll begin the Mishnah at the top of the Amud. The Mishnah talks about a case, Shemeres Yevam Shekideish Achiv Esachoysa. A woman falls to Yibam, to two brothers, and one of the brothers goes and is Mekadesh, a sister of the Yevamah. So Rabbi Huda ben Beseira in the Mishnah says that we tell the brother that was Mekadesh, the sister, to wait, Hamtein Achiyasa Chicha Maisa, because right now this woman is Aser to him, it's Achoyz Zekukosoy. And once one of the other brothers does either Chalitza or Yibum, then he's able to be Koines his wife, it's no longer Achoyz Zekukosoy. Now the Gemara in Daf Yilches Amid Beis says that Rabbi Huda ben Beseira definitely holds Yesh Zika. You know there's a Machlokes, whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, whether the Zika of a Yevama is considered like an Ishus, legabi the din to Aser, her relatives. And even though the din is that Lekuliyama, even according to the Mandom Re'ein Zika, one cannot go Lechatchila and marry a relative of the Yevama because Mevatal Mitzvah's Yibmin. However, in Amishnah, where one of the brothers went and already was Mekadesh, a sister of the Yevama, so he already ruled out any possibility of doing Yibum, so here surely the only thing that's preventing him from being Kainis, this woman that he was Mekadesh, is because of the Zika. However, once one of the brothers does Chalitza or Yibum, now it's no longer considered Achoyz Zikukasai. We discussed this earlier in Daf Mem. Some Achoyim hold that once one of the brothers does Chalitza or Yibum, that's Mafkia Lemafreya, the Zika from the other brothers. We saw Rabbi Chanan in the Kaibir Ta'aris. He says that even if the Zika is not Poka Lemafreya, but still the Din Zika works differently than the Din Ishus. Ishus works that once there was an Ishus for one moment, that answers the person on the relatives of his wife forever. However, Zika, he says, works differently. The Isser of Kreve Zikukasai is an Isser which consistently renews itself. In other words, only as long as right now there's a Zika, that answers the person on the relatives. As soon as there's no longer a Zika, the fact that there once was a Zika, that's not a reason why the person will remain Usser to her relatives. Agapanim, that's the din. When one brother does Yibam or Chalitza, now the other brother could be Kainis as Ishtai. Now that which the Mishnah says, Mesa Hayavamo, Yichnes is Ishtoi, that's already a different din. Like Rashi explains, Rashi says, because even with one's wife, after she dies, the din is that he's now Mutter and her sister, and therefore here as well, once the Yavama dies, he can go and be Kainis, the sister. Here the Pshat is not because the Zika is Poka. This the Gemara says clearly on Daf Yud Ches, that the Misa of the Yavama is not a reason to be Mafkia the Zika. And therefore this din of the Mishnah, Mesa Hayavamo, Yichnes is Ishtoi, would only apply to a sister. A different relative, if for example, one of the brothers went and was Mekadesh, the mother of the Yevama, or the daughter of the Yevama, and then afterwards the Yevama dies, there we're not going to say Yichnes es Ishtoi. Rather, the mother or the daughter of the Zikuka will remain Aser even Elachar Misa. Misa is not Mafkia the Zika. It's only specifically by a sister, like Rashi explained, because by a sister, Elachar Misa wants his mother to marry the sister of his wife. So here as well, he's mother to marry the sister of his Zikuka. Now, in this din of the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Achiv Esachoysa, there's a very important discussion in the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim, like Tosfos and the Ramban, they talk about this point earlier in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Rashba discusses this at length in Er Sugyo, and that is that we see in the Mishnah that when one brother goes and is Mekadesh, the sister of the Yavama, the Mishnah holds that he's Aser to her because she's Achoys Zikukasai, and therefore he has to wait for another brother to do either Chalitza or Yibam. And the kasha is, just like we know that if at the time the Nefila of the Yibam happened, if one of the brothers was also to the Yevama, Be'isr Erva, if for example he was already married to a sister of the Yevama, or the mother or a daughter of the Yevama, so the din is that there's no Zika B'chlal, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, and the Chayr here as well, once he's Mekadosh, a sister of the Yevama, even though he did this Kedushin after the Nefila of the Yibam, but Lamaisa the Kedushin was Chal, he's now definitely also to the Yevama, it's Achoys Ishtoi. And since she's an erva to him, there should be no Zika Bechlal for Yibam or for Chalitza. And once there's no Zika Bechlal, then his wife, Memela, remains Mutter, because it's not Achoys Zikukasai. She's not a sister of a Zikuka, l'cher there is no Zika Bechlal, since the Yavam is Osir Be'isr Erva to the Yavama. And the Mishnah would be Mashma, that the Kedushin that's done after the Nefil of the Yibam is not Mafkir the Zika. And on this point, there's a great discussion in the Rishonim. Is the Pshat Dafka because he did Kedushin and not Nisuin? Maybe if he did Nisuin, then that would be Mafkir the Zika. Or is it the pshat that really it's only midarbanon midiraisa inechanam yiriz mafkir the zika? It's just midarbanon that there's still a zika. And we'll see that there are basically four mahalchim in the Rishonim to explain the Mishnah. The first shita is shita's Tosfos on the top of Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara over there quotes our Mishnah Shemer Siyavim Shekidish Achav Esachoisa. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is that the brother who did the Erisin, he's Asur because it's Achois Ziku Kosai. And Tosfos over there, Dibur Maschal Shemer Siyavim, he quotes B'Shem Neri that this din is true only if he did just Kedushin. However, if he would already have done Nisuin, then the din would be different. And he explains, because if he just did Kedushin, then B'Shas Nisuin, if we're going to allow him to go and do Nisuin, Nire Kenoisei Achois Ziku Kosei. It would seem to people as if he's doing Nisuin to Achois Ziku Kosei. However, if he did already do Nisuin, then Taisa says, then she's already Ishte Gemura, and the Ziko is Poka, and he does not have to wait to be Boyal his wife, because it's not Achois Ziku Kosei. Pashtus of Taisus is, and most of the Achronim learn like this, is that Taisus means that the whole din of the Mishnah is a din d'rabbanon. Meaning midaraisa, once he did Kedushin, the Kedushin is Chal, and the Yavama now becomes Achois Ishtoi, and since she's an erva to him, so the Zika is Poka, and therefore Mamela he's mutter to his wife, because she's not Achois Ziku Kosai. The Rabbanon came along and said that if he only did Kedushin, then we do not allow him to do Nisuin, because it would seem like he's being Noisa Achois Ziku Kosai. In other words, even though the truth is it's not Achois Ziku Kosai, the Kedushin is already Mafkir the Zika, but it looks to people like Achois Ziku Kosai, therefore the Rabbanon did not allow him to do the Nisuin. And the Chayot Taisus means to say that when the Rabbanon said he's not allowed to do the Nisuin, the Rabbanon were really saying that we should treat it as if there's still a Zika over here, and Mamela this includes two dinim. First of all, it includes the din that we're not going to be Matar her Lashuk, or she's going to need either Yibam or Chalitza. And Mamela also the din is that his wife that he was Mekadosh is also Midin Achois Ziku Kosai. Once he did the Nisuin, then already the Rabbanon said that the Nisuin is Mafkia the Zika, and therefore the Yavama will not need Yibam or Chalitza, and also hoping Mutter to his wife, she's not Achois Ziku Kosai. The Rashban Arsuga here on Daf Mem Aleph learns al derech this Tosfos that it's a Din Darabonon, meaning really the Kedushin alone should be Mafkia the Zika. The Rabbanon said not to be kindness because it's Nireka Achois Ziku Kosai. But if he already was kindness, then the Rashba says, "In machmir no love kolkach lehoitzi es ishtoi." We don't force him to separate himself from his wife. On that already, the Rabbanon did not make their tekona. And therefore, the Gabbai the din of the Yavama as well, if he only did Kedushin, since the Rabbanon did not allow him to do the Nisuin, so we're treating her as if there's still a Zika, so Mamela the Yavama needs a Chalitza. She's not Motor Lashuk. But if he already did the Nisuin, and the Rabbanon said that he can stay with his wife, then Mamela we're going to say that the Yavama has no Zika, and she's Motor Lashuk without a Chalitza. So this is the first Shita of the Rishonim, the Shita of Tosfos, and the Shita of the Rashba and Arsugya. And the Chadusha Reb Nochem over there in Daf Yud Ches, he has a different mahach to understand Tosfos. But the Pashtus of Tosfos and most Achronim understand that Tosfos means al derech the Rashba, that the whole din is a din derabbanon. Now Tosfos over there just finishes off, he says that clearly this din, that Kedushin is not mafkia ziko, that's only if the Kedushin was done after the Nefila Liyibam. That's the case that our Mishnah is talking about. But if before the Nefila Liyibam happened, one of the brothers went and was Mekadosh a sister, then after our brother died, so B'Shas the Nefila Liyibam, she already was Mekudeshes to one of the brothers, there's definitely no Zika, and the brother who did the Kedushin could also do Nisuin, because she's not a Chois Ziku Kosei. Now the next Shita we'll mention is the Shita of the Ramban on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. He quotes B'Shem Tosfos that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika, and he explains what is the difference between Kedushin and Nisuin. He says that if you hold Yesh Zika, so the Zika that the Yavama has is like a Kedushin, and therefore if the brother goes afterwards and is Mekadosh the sister, why should the second Kedushin be stronger than the Zika, which is like a Kedushin, and therefore the Kedushin of the sister does not have a Koyach to be Mafkia the Zika. However, if he did a Nisuin already, and the Suin the Rabban says is already an Isha's Gemura, so that's definitely stronger than the Zika, which is like a Kedushin, and therefore the Nisuin will be able to be Mafkia the Zika. The Pashas of the Rabban is that this is a Svar Deiraisa to be Mechalik between Kedushin and Nisuin. The Rashban Arsuga quotes this Ramban, and he also Pashas understood the Ramban means to say this Chilik is a Chilik Deiraisa, that Kedushin will not be Mafkia the Zika, but the Nisuin will be Mafkia the Zika. Now it's also Mavur from the Ramban that there's a chilek between whether we hold Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. That which Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Ar Mishnah is Mavur, that the Kedushin is not mafkir the Zika, that's because he holds Yej Zika. According to the Manomer Ein Zika, then surely Kedushin is mafkir the Zika. L'maisa, this is Mavur in most Rishayim, Tosis on Yechasim and Beis, the Rashi ben Asig as well. They bring a Raya from the Gemara Daf Chav Tes, that according to the Manomer Ein Zika, then definitely Kedushin is mafkir the Zika. Meaning, if one brother is Mikailish, a sister of the Yavama, so obviously, according to the Manomer Ein Zika, there's no issue that he should be usher to his wife, Midin Achoisiku Kosai. According to the Manomer Ein Zika, there's definitely no problem of Achoisiku Kosai. But there's still a second issue, is the Yavama, who's now an Erva of Achois Ishtai, to the Yavama who just made the Kedushin, is she now Mutter Lashuk, or does she still need Chalitza? The Hatter Rishayim would say that according to the Manomer Ein Zika, that there's no Isser Kurva on the Yavam Mikoyach the Zika. According to that man, the Omar, Kedushin will definitely be Mafkia any Zika from the Yavama and shall be Muteris Lashuk. Rakoponim, we now have the Shita of the Ramban, who holds that the Chilik between Kedushin and Nisun is the Chilik Midei Raisa. According to the man, the Omar, Yeish Zika, Kedushin is not Mafkia the Zika. That's a Dinda Raisa, not a Dinda Rabbanon. Mashenki and Nisun is Mafkia the Zika. And the Ramban explained, what is the Svarat of Mechalik between Kedushin and Nisun? Taisus in a few places, the second Taisus on Yud Chesam and Beis, Dibar Maschel Oimrim Loi, and on Daf Yudzayinim and Beis, Dibar Maschel Veleima, in those places Taisus is Mashma, that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika Midei Reisa. For that reason, Reb Nachum wants to be Matchik the first Taisus on Yud Chesam and Beis as well, that Taisus really goes like the Shita of the Ramban, that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika Midei Reisa, even though Nisuin is Mafkia the Zika. Back upon him, the Shita of the Ramban, and perhaps the Shita of Taisus is, that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika Midereisa, as opposed to the Shita of the Rajbo, that Midereisa Kedushin is Mafkia Zika, the whole Shaila is just a din derabonon. Lamaisa, one still has to understand, and this is discussed by the Achrenim, that since Lamaisa she's not Roy for Yibum, because she's an Erva, now that he was Mekadosh her sister, she's an Erva of Achois Isha, and even though it's only Kedushin and not Nisuin, still nevertheless it's the same Erva of Achois Isha, so why don't we say the Klal of Kol She'ein Oyle LeYibum, Ein Oyle LeChalitza, and she should be parted from Chalitza as well. One can take a look in the Birchas Shmuel, Simon Tess, Oiz Zayin, who discusses this point. Now the Ritzvan Er Sugyo, he has a third Mahalach. He argues on the Rishonim that are Mechalik between Kedushin and Nisuin, and the Ritzvah says there's no Svar to be Mechalik. If you hold Yesh Zika, then Kedushin and Nisuin are not Mafkia the Zika. He also goes like the Rishonim that we mentioned before, that according to the Mandomer Ein Zika, then for sure Kedushin is Mafkia the Zika, and the Sugya is only according to the Mandomar Yesh Zika, there there's this tat to say that Kedusha is not Mafkia Zika, and the Ritva says that if Kedusha is not Mafkia Zika, then Nisun also is not Mafkia Zika. He says the Kedushin to the sister makes the Yavama into an Erva Deraisa of Achois Isha, and if that's not enough to be Mafkia the Zika, then Nisun will not be Mafkia Zika either. And the Ritva goes on to prove it, he says, if Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika, but Nisun is Mafkia the Zika, then why would we answer him from doing Nisun? The actual Nisun itself is definitely not an Isser. Being Machnes Lechopa without being Boil, he's not being over any Isser of Achoy Ziku Kosei. And if I did the Nisun itself, now that's Mafkir the Zika, so now he'll be Mutter afterwards to be Boil, so why should we ask for the actual Nisun? Why should we say Hamtin Adjiyasa Achicha Maisa, let him do the Nisun, and that will be Mafkir the Zika, and be Matter him to be Boil her as well? The Ritva is Mavur that we're not talking about Adin Drabanan over here. That which Kedushin and Nisun are not Mafkia Zika, the Mashmais of the Ritva is that this is a Din Dai Raisa. And the Ramban as well, he does have a second tzad to say that both Kedushin and Nisun are not Mafkia Zika. He says a Hezber, he says according to the man Omar Yesh Zika, so Zika is a Miktas Kinyan, and that Miktas Kinyan, which is Dai Raisa, is Paigim, the Kedushin of the sister. When the Yavam does Kedushin to the sister of the Zikuka, so the Zika, which is a Kinyan Dai Raisa, causes that the Kedushin is not a regular Kedushin, it's an incomplete Kedushin, and that's why it's not Mafkir the Zika. And according to that, the Ramban says that Nisuin as well also will not be Mafkir the Zika. Akapanam, we have the Shita of the Ritva, and the second side of the Ramban, that both Kedushin and Nisuin are not Mafkir the Zika, there remains a Zika Midairaisa, Yivama needs a Chalitza Midairaisa in order to be Mata her Lashuk. Now the fourth Mahalach that we'll mention is that of the Tosis Rid in Er Sugya here in Daf Mem Aleph. He asks the same kasha as the Rishonim, why is the Kedushin not Mafkia the Zika? And he also is Mechalik whether he hold Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. And he says according to Rehudah ben Beseir that Yesh Zika, Whatever dinim are created by a kedushin midaraisa, midarbanan, those dinim are by zikuka as well. And therefore he says, just like midaraisa, if someone is mekadosh one sister, and afterwards he tries to be mekadosh the second sister, the kedushin is not toifis. So too, the Rabbanan said that if he had a zika to one sister, and then he tries to be mekadosh a second sister, the kedushin is not toifis. In other words, the Tosfos Rid is saying over here, the Pshat in our Mishnah, according to Rehuda ben Beseira, is that midarbanan, when one brother goes and is mekadosh the sister of the zikuka, that kedushin is not taifis midarbanan. Obviously, midaraisa it is taifis, because the whole isser of craving zikukasa is a din darbanan, but the Rabbanan said that we're going to treat this kedushin as if it's not taifis, and therefore memela midarbanan also, the kedushin is not mafkia the zika, and since midarbanan there's still a zika over here, Mamel, he's usher to be kindness because he's going to be pagea in a chayz ziku kasei. This is a new mahalach in the sugya. According to the man Omer Yej Zika, the kedushin is not toifis in a chayz ziku kasei. And according to the Tosfos Rid, surely Nisuin also will not be mafkia Zika for the same reason. If the kedushin is not toifis, then Nisuin also is not toifis midarabonon, and therefore the Zika remains on the Yavama. So to summarize, we have four mahalachim in the Rishonim. What is the pshat? Why is the kedushin and not mafkia zika here in the Mishnah? According to the shita of the Rashba and the pashas of the Tap Taisus on Yud Ches Amid Beis, is that this din is a din d'rabbanon. Midaraisa kedushin is mafkia zika, but the rabbanon said that if he did kedushin already, he should not do nesuin because it looks like he's being kindness achayis ziku kasai. And Mamela, what's in the din not to do nesuin? Included in that din d'rabbanon is that the yavama needs chalitza. As long as the Yavam is still usher to his wife, because of the Yavama, so the Rabbanan were mechayiv to do chalitza, because we consider him in the Rabbanan that there's still a Zika over here. However, once he did Nesuin, there the Rabbanan were matter him to stay with his wife, so Mamela also the Yavama does not need chalitza. The second Shita is the Shita of the Ramban, and in some places Taisus is mashma like this as well, that Kedushin is not mafkia Zika midai Raisa. Nesuin, however, is mafkia Zika. The Ritva was bothered by this Mahalach. Why do we ask him from doing the nesuin? Since the nesuin itself has no avera involved, let him do the nesuin. Mevel, that will be mafkia lezika, and he'll be mutter to his wife. Now for this, we could use the svara of the Rishonim of Tosfos and the Rashba. We could say that ein chanami b'deraisa, he could do nesuin, and that will be mafkia lezika, but that which we do not allow him l'chatchila to do the nesuin, that's a din d'rabbanon, because it's nire kenoisei achoy ziku kasei. It looks like he's doing nesuin to achoy ziku kasei. And then from the Rabbanan, we do not allow him to do the Nesuin, but Ein Echanami, if he does, then already that will be Mafkir the Zika. The third sheet that we said was that of the Ritva, that both Kedushin and Nesuin are not Mafkir the Zika, that's a Din Dairaisa. The Yavama still needs Chalitza Midairaisa. The final sheet that we said was that of the Tosfos Rid, that Midairaisa, really Kedushin is Mafkir Zika. Midarbanan, however, it's not Mafkir Zika, and like he explains, the Gedder of this Din Darabanan is that midarbanan, the kedushin on the sister is not chal b'chlal. The zika of the yavama prevents the kedushin to her sister of being chal, and therefore we explained according to this, even nesuin would not work either to be mafkir the zika on midarbanan. And according to these last two mahalchim, the Ritva and the Tosfos Rid, even though the Mishnah talks about a case of kedushin, but the same would be true by nesuin, if one of the brothers will go do nesuin to the sister of the yavama, that still would not be mafkir the zika. According to the Ritva midaraisa, according to the Tosfos Rid midarabanan, and the deal would be that he has to wait from being boil until one of the other brothers does either yibam or chalitza to the yavama. Now there's a diak in Rashi, which is mentioned in the Chedusha Yom Nochem, the last Rashi on the Mishnah, in the end of the Mishnah, which is talking about a case of meis yavam, if the only brother that's left is the brother who already was mekadosh a sister of the yavama. So the Mishnah says yotzias ishtei beget veishes achiv bechalitza. He has no eitza other than being megarish his wife, and then afterwards doing chalitza to the yavama. Now Rashi says, "Ves eishes achiv bechalitza, avo yivumi loy da'achos grushasahi." Rashi is saying that even after this brother was megarish his wife, still he cannot do yibam to the yavama. His only option is to do chalitza. And Rashi explains why not, because the yavama is still usher to him. It's achos grushasai. The mashmais of Rashi is that there was a tzad that he should be able to do yibam after he's megarish his wife. Now, if Rashi would hold that midaraisa kedushin is mafkia the zika, so as soon as this brother went and was mekadosh the sister of the yavama, there already was no zika anymore on the yavama midaraisa, then surely there would be no tzad that he could do yibam to the Yavama, since the whole Zika that's remaining is a Zika Midrabanan. Obviously, his only option would be to do Chalitza and not Yibam. A Zika Midrabanan surely would not be matter the Isser of Eishes Ach if there's no Zika Midaraisa. This Rashi would be mashma somewhat that he holds like the Rishonim that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika Midaraisa. Either like the Tzad of the Ramban that Kedushin is not, but Nisuin is, or like the Ritva that both Kedushin and Nisuin are not Mafkia Zika. But Akoponim, it's not mashma that Rashi holds that even the Kedushin is Mafkia Zika Midaraisa, and the only Zika that's left is a Zika Midarabanan. Now, another important point to be discussed in the Mishnah, which the Rishonim discussed already, and that is there a Shita that argues on Yehuda ben Beseira? Yehuda ben Beseira holds that if the Shemeres Yavam is Mekadosh, a sister of the Yavama, so we tell him that he's usher to her because it's a Chay Ziku Kosai until one of the other brothers does either Chalitza or Yibam. Now, in the Gemara over here, the Gemara quotes Beshem Shmuel, Halacha Kedivri Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Mashmois is that there is a Tana who argues on Yehuda ben Beseira. Rashi points this out on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It's Mashma that there's a Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he would hold, we would not tell him Hamtein Atriyasa Achicha Meisar, rather he's mutter to this sister that he was Mekadesh. And the question is, exactly which point of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira do the Rabbanon argue on? Now the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis brings a member from Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Mutter Be'ima. The Gemara understands Rav Huna Amar Rav is telling us the din of Ein Zika, therefore the Achar Misas HaYavama, one is mutter to marry the relative of the Yavama. That is because of Ein Zika. On that, the Gemara asks, "V'leima halacha k'divrei ha'imer Ein Zika." Let Rav Huna Amar Rav say simply, "Halacha is Ein Zika." Now Rashi over here explains, what does the Gemara mean to say, "Leima halacha k'divrei ha'imer Ein Zika"? Where do we find a Tana Mefurish that says Ein Zika? And Rashi says this is referring to Er Tana in the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Since we see clearly that there is a Tana who argues, because Shmuel had to pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Obviously, there's someone who argues. And the Shita Shabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that's the Tana that the Gemara means, holds Ein Zika. So according to Rashi, the Machloikis, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the guy with this din of Shemeres Yavam, Shekita Shachoisa, the Tanakama holds that he's mutter, because Ein Zika, there's no din, that one is offered to the relatives of his Zikuka. Tosis, however, over there in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel V'lei Mahalocha, he has a different Mahaloch. And he says that the Pshat in the Tanakama, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, is not because he holds Ein Zika. Taisus proves this from the Gemara Daf Pei Gimel, that says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is a Das Yochid. And Taisus says, if the Yesod HaMachloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, so there are many other Tanaim that we also find who hold Yesh Zika, and we wouldn't call Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira a Das Yochid. And therefore Taisus has a different Pshat in the Machloikis. He says that the Tanakama holds that even though Yesh Zika, but Kedushin is Mafkia the Zika. That itself is the Machlaikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, whether Kedushin is Mafkia Zika or not. Mice, in the end of Taisus there, he goes back to Shitas Rashi, and Akoponim, there is a Tzad in Taisus to say that the Machlaikis Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is not whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, rather the Machlaikis is whether we say Kedushin is Mafkia the Zika. Now there's a third Tzad in the Rishayim to explain the Machlaikis, and that is brought in Rashi in Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Amrish is mentioned over there in Megillah, and Rashi over there explained that the Machlikis, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds Yesh Zika Afilu Betrei Achi, even when there are two brothers of the mace who are here. So there's no Zika Bedafka on one specific person. When we look at one Yavam, it's always possible that the other one will end up doing the Chalitza or the Yibam. Still, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that there's a Zika, and therefore if one of them is Mekadosh's sister, he's Usher because it's a Chay Ziku Kosai. And that the Rabbanan argue, and they say that in this case, where there are two brothers, here ain't Zika. We don't consider that there's a Zika to one specific brother, and therefore the relatives of the Zikuka will not be usher to either brother. And therefore, in the Mishnah, when one of the brothers went and was Mekadesh, a sister of the Yavama, he's mutter to her because there's still another brother left over here, and therefore we say ain't Zika. Now, there's an interesting point, Nageya, this Rashi in Megillah, which is discussed in the Chedusha Yom Nochem, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Ois Shin Chav Gimel, he says, according to that which the Rishonim said, Elamand Omer Ein Zika, then surely the Kedushin is Mafkia the Zika. In other words, if one brother is Mekadosh's sister of the Zikuka, and she no longer will need Yibam or Chalitza, that will be Mafkia the Zika, according to the Mand Omer Ein Zika, then what would the Rabbanon, who hold over here, that really Yesh Zika, but only if there's one brother, not if there's two brothers? So in the case of the Mishnah, where there are two brothers, and one of them was Mekadosh's sister, so if you'll assume that over here, since Ein Zika, since the Rabbanon hold that when there's two brothers, Ein Zika, so the Kedushin will be Mafkia the Zika from their brother. In other words, there's no Zika for Yibam or for Chalitza from that brother. And later, if the other brother, who is still alive originally, he then dies, so she'll be Mutter Lashuk without any Yibam or Chalitza. Since the remaining brother already was Mekadosh's sister of the Yivama, at a time when there were two brothers, his Kedushin was Mafkia the Zika as far as he's concerned, so later on, when he's the only Yavam left, there's no Zika Bechlau for Yibam or for Chalitza, and she'll be Mutter Lashuk. Or perhaps Rav Nachum says maybe not like that, maybe even though this Shita of the Rabbanon hold Ein Zika when there's two brothers, that's only Legabe Isser of Kravim, there the Rabbanon hold that he's Mutter to the Kravim of the Zkuka, as long as there are two brothers. But Legabe the Din, that Kedushin is Mafkia Zika, maybe here this Shita of the Rabbanon will be Maskim, that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika, even if there are two brothers. Rav Nachum the Maisa goes with that second Tzad, and he says, according to that, that when the one brother was Mekadosh's sister, that's not Mafkir Lezika. So in the Seifa of the Mishnah, after the other brother died, now there's only one brother left, so since there's still a Zika to that brother, since the Kedushin was not Mafkir Zika, then now, since he's the only Yavam left, even the Rabbanu would be Maskim, that he now becomes Aser to his wife. Since the Rabbanu who argue in Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, they're Maskim that Yesh Zika, when there's one brother. Only when there's two brothers ain't Zika. So after the other brother dies, even though up until this point, the brother that was Mekadosh's sister is mutter to her, it's not a problem of a chayisiku kasai, but after his brother dies and he's the only of them left, he'll now become usher to his wife. Right now she is a chayisiku kasai. Now we'll move on to the Gemara's shayla. Meisa ishtay mahu biyavimtay. The Gemara wants to know, what is the din if the brother who was Mekadosh the isha, and that moment he became usher to the yavama, it was a chayis ishtay, but then afterwards his wife dies, can he go now and do yibum? Does the Yavama become mutter once again after the wife died? And the Gemara brings the Machlokes, Rav and Rav Chanina hold, Hutra v'nesra v'chazer v'hutra tachzer lehetera harishain, and therefore he is mutter to the Yavama. And Shmuel and Ravasi, they argue, they say, Hutra v'nesra v'chazer v'hutra, she does not go back to the hetera harishain. Now Rashi explains, the Machlokes is legabi the din that we know, which is discussed in the Gemara Daf Lamed, the din of Nesra, the klal of kol yivama she'ena nikayir ba b'shas nefila yivama yovei aleha harehi ke'ish es ish she'ish labanim v'asura ilov ilomis. If b'shas nefila the yivama was aser, then even afterwards she becomes mutter, the iser eish esach remains, it's like an eish esach she'ish labanim, and therefore if the mashal she was originally an achais isha, and now she's no longer an achais isha, she'll remain aser like an eish esach she'ish labanim. And the Gemara Shaila in Ersiga is, this din of Nesra, is it dafka b'shas nefila, or even after shas nefila? Even if originally there was a heter, but then the yavama became aser because she became a chayis isha, so maybe also there we say nesra lo v'ilomis, and she'll never go back to the original heter, she'll remain like an eish esach sheyesh labanim. Now there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim in Er Sugya, but first we have to be makdim that this din of nesra on daf lamed, there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand what is the yisoid of this din. Taisus in the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis, in Dibur Mascha Achos Ishtoi, Taisus is Mechadosh that the din of Nesra is based on the Yisoid of Darkei Noyam. Darkei Noyam is the Gemara on Daf Peizayin Amid Beis. Over there the Gemara is talking about if B'shas Misa, the mace did have a child and afterwards the child died, so the Gemara says that the Yavama does not become Zokok Tayibam later on if B'shas Tefila she was Muteres, we cannot put a Zika on her later because that's not Darkei Noyam. And Taisus understands this is the same Yisoid as the din of Nesra. If B'shas Nefila she was Muteres, because she was also to the Yavam Midin Erva, and later on she no longer becomes an Erva. For example, the Yavam was married to her sister and the sister dies. That's not Darkei Noyam to say that now she has a Zika to Yibum if originally we were matter her. Now based on this, Taisus has to be Mechadish that the din of Darkei Noyam is not only when we are totally matter her Lashok, rather even if we are matter the Zika Legabe one specific brother, it's not Darkei Noyam to go afterwards and say that she does have a Zika to that brother. And this is Muchach, because the Gemara in Daf Lamed, which is talking about Nesra, the Gemara there clearly holds that even if she was not Muteres, Legamri Lashuk, rather she was only Osir to one specific brother, she was an Erva to that brother, and to the other brothers she was Mutter, if later on she becomes no longer an Erva to that brother, still the Din Yibum does not come back. We say the Din of Nesra, even if she's not Nidche Mahai Beis Legamri, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. meaning even if it was a zika to other brothers, but if for one specific brother she was usher b'shas nefila, so we say that she remains usher elamis to that specific brother. And Tosfos says that since the din of Nesra is based on Darkei Ne'am, we have to be mechadish that the problem of Darkei Ne'am is not only to say after she already was muteres l'shuk that there is a zika on her, rather even if she was not muteres l'shuk, she had a zika to other brothers, but once we told her that she has no zika to one specific brother, it's not Darkei Ne'am to tell her afterwards that she is zakuk to that brother. Now other Rishonim argue on Tosfos, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Rash brother Ritva, the Tosfos Harosh, they hold that the din of Darkei Ne'am is only in the case where we're mata her legamri l'shuk, there it's not Darkei Ne'am to say that she now has a zika. But if there always were other brothers who she had a zika to, then it would not be considered a problem of Darkei Ne'am to say that even though this brother she had been patterned from, but now the zika comes back to this brother, that's not a problem. And according to these Rishonim, it's muchach that the din of Nesra on Daf Lamid, which the Gemara says clearly is even in a case where she was not nitcha mehai beisa legamri, is not based on the din of Darkei Ne'am, because according to the Rishonim, Darkei Ne'am is only in a case where we patter her legamri. According to these Rishonim, there are two independent dinim, the din of Nesra and the din of Darkei Ne'am. Now as far as Arsurgi is concerned, Rashi explained the shayla of the Gemara is legabri the din of Nesra. Is the din of Nesra only if b'shas nefila she was asur, or even in the case of Agamara of Hutra v'Nesra v'chozra v'Hutra? And the shayla that the Rishonim ask is, what happened to the din of Darkei Ne'am? This brother who was Mekadosh's sister of the Yavama, so while he was married to the sister, there was no Zika. Then afterwards, when the sister dies, the shayla is, if the Zika comes back, why is that not an issue of Darkei Ne'am? This kasha the Rashma asks, and he bases his kasha on that which he already said earlier, that really the Kedushin is Mafkia the Zika Midaraisa. There's only a Zika Midarabanan over here, and therefore he asked, if there's no Zika Midaraisa, how could the Zika possibly come back later on? In other words, if you would hold like the other Rishonim, that there still is a Zika Midaraisa over here, then the Chayr the Kasha doesn't start, since the Kedushin was not Mafkia the Zika, so even when the Yavam was married to the sister of the Yavama, there still was a Zika, so there's definitely no issue of Darkei Ne'am. Now based on what we said before, the Machlekes Rishonim, whether the Yisoid HaDin of Nesra is based on Darkei Ne'am, or Darkei Ne'am is a different din, so you can ask this same Kasha with two different versions, according to Tosfos, that Nesra is based on Darkei Ne'am, the Kasha would be, what's the tzad to say that there's no din Nesra over here? Since Nesra is based on Darkei Ne'am, and while he was married to the sister, she was muteres, there was no Zika, how could the Zika come back? That should be a problem of Darkei Ne'am. According to the Rishonim, the Darkei Ne'am is a separate din, so you could ask the same kasha, Einachanamri legabri the din of Nesra, the Gemara has a suffix, whether Nesra is only b'shas nefila or even later on, but what happened to the din of Darkei Ne'am? Mitzad the din of Darkei Ne'am, we should say that once the Zika is patterned, then the Zika cannot come back again. Now the Rashba Nar Suga has a great arichus, legabri this kasha, and he says a very important yisoid. He says that really, Einachanamri, it's pashut, that once there's no longer a Zika, at the time the brother married the sister, then the Zika cannot come back again because of the din of Darkei Ne'am. Therefore, it's poshut that there's no Zika over here, there's no Yibam and no Chalitza. That which the Gemara had at Shiloh to say, that Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazer v'Hutra, the Gemara does not mean to say that he'll have a mitzvah of Yibam over here. Rather, the Gemara has a tzad to say that he should be mutter to her, not b'teres Yibam, rather as a regular marriage. The Gemara has a tzad to say that here, even if he's not doing the mitzvah of Yibam, there'll be no Isser of Eishes Ach. And the Rashba explains, the man the Omar who holds Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazer v'Hutra, the pshat is, that since b'shas the nefilah of the yibum, there was a heter to the iser eshesach, and that moment she was not an erva, there was a mitzvah of yibum, there was no iser eshesach, then the iser eshesach will never come back again. So while his brother was married to the sister of the yavama, he was usher to the yavama because it was a chayis ishtoi. But even at that moment, when there was an iser of a chayis ishtoi, but the iser of eshesach was not there. Since the iser of eshesach had a heter originally, b'shas the nefilah of yibum, that Isra Eshesach never comes back. Therefore, eventually, when the Isra of Achais Isha also comes off, after his wife dies, then he's mutter to her, even though he's not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam, that, like the Rashba says, the Zika cannot come back because of Darkei Ne'am. Once there was no Zika, at the time he was married to the sister, the Zika will never come back. But since there's no Isra of Eshesach, she's not an Erva, and there's nothing preventing him from going and marrying her as a regular marriage. This is the chiddush of the Rashba. There are a number of kashas that the Achronim ask on this Rashba. Firstly, from the shita of Abba Shol, the mashmois of Abba Shol is that there still is an isra of Eishes Ach if he's going to be boya shalei l'shei mitzvah. Clearly, Abba Shol holds that the isra of Eishes Ach is not poka legamri, it's only mutter if he's being mekayim the mitzvah. According to the Rashba, the Isser Eshesach is poka, there is no Isser Eshesach, and even in the case when he's not being mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, he's not going to be over the Isser Erva of Eshesach. Also, the Archonim ask, we mentioned earlier on Daf Lam Bates, Gemara had a tzad to say that if one does Yibum and afterwards is megarish the Yavama, it would be also to take her back because mitzvah de Ramya Rachmona alei Avdo hash to take him alei be Isser Eshesach. Since the mitzvah is done with, now the Isser Eshesach should come back. And the only reason it doesn't come back, the Gemara says, is because once you did Yibum, Nasa ke ishtei l'chol dover, it's like a regular wife where one can take her back after he's megarish her. But the mashmois is that the only heter would be if he's been kaim the mitzvah or if he already did Yibum, then it's ke'ishtei l'chol dover. Otherwise, the Isser Eshesach would remain, not like that which the Rashba says, that the Isser Eshesach comes off the moment she falls to Yibum and has a heter to be miyabim. Now, the other mahalach in the Rishonim, to explain Eir Sugyo, the Rashba himself quoted such a tzad, and this is how the Ritvan Eir Sugyo learns. The Ritva Kipshute was bothered by the same kasha, that there should be an issue of Da'akinayim over here. There are other Rachonim who learn that the Ritva does not mean to ask this kasha, because L'chayr, the Ritva himself, holds that even when the brother is Mekadosh the Isha, Kedushin is not Mafkir the Zika Midairaisa. And if so, L'chayr, you cannot ask a kasha of Da'akinayim, because all along there was a Zika. Even while he was married to the sister, that was not Mafkir the Zika. Only the Rashba who holds that Midairaisa was Mafkir the Zika, he can ask a kasha that there should be an issue of Da'akinayim. So therefore, Akoponim, some of the Achronim learned that the Ritva really means to ask a different kasha. One can take a look in the Chedusha Yom Nochem on Daf Lamed, Ois Tof Kuf Yud, he has a different mahalach in the Ritva. But Akoponim, there is another tzad in the Rashba to answer the kasha that he asked of Darkei Noyam, that the case in the Gemara of Hutra V'Nestra V'Chozer V'Hutra is only talking about in the case where there were other brothers that she had a Zika to, and therefore there's no issue of Darkei Noyam because she was never Muteres L'Shuk. In other words, only in the case of the Mishnah, when there still was another Yavam, there the Gemara says, Meisa Ishtai Mutar B'Yavimtai, because there was a Zika all along, there's no issue of Darkei Noyam. The Ritva also says like this, that the din of Rav, of Hutra V'Nestra, V'Chozer V'Hutra, is only in the case where there were other brothers. V'Heinachanami, in the Seifa of the Mishnah, where it was Meis Yavam, so at that moment there were no Yavamin, and there we were Mata her already, there the Gemara would not say that Meisa Ishtai Mutar B'Yavimtai, because once we're totally mad to her, the Zika will not come back. Now, like we mentioned earlier, this is really totally in the Shaila that Tosis speaks about on Daf Beis. Is the din of Darkei Noyam true even when we were not mad to her totally Lashuk? Rather, we were just mad to her to one brother. Is it a problem of Darkei Noyam to tell her that now she does have a Zika to that brother? If you hold like the Rishonim, that's not a problem of Darkei Noyam, so this would be the terrace to the Kasha. Why is there no issue of Darkei Noyam over here? In the case of Hutra, V'Nestra, V'Chozer, V'Hutra, because the case is talking about Dafka when there were other Yevamin, and therefore we were never Mata her Lashuk, there's no problem of Darkei Noyam. Lamaisa, the Rashba here on Daf Mem Aleph seems to come out like Tosis on Daf Beis, that there is an issue of Darkei Noyam, even if we were just Mata her to one brother, and she still had a Zika to other brothers. That Achronim ask, Lacher is a stereo to that which the Rashba says on Daf Yud Zayin. There on Daf Yud Zayin, the Mashmois of the Rashba was that there's no issue of Darkei Noyam unless we are Mata her Lashuk. There are two mahalchim to explain why is there no problem of Darkei Noyam. If you hold that Darkei Noyam is not a problem unless we were matter her l'shuk, so Hagemara will be talking about a case we were never matter her, and therefore there's no issue of Darkei Noyam. If you hold like Tosis on Daf Beis, and the way the Rashba holds here on Daf Mem Aleph, that there is an issue of Darkei Noyam, even if we were only matter her to one brother, we can't say afterwards that the Zika comes back, then the Rashba is mechadish, a whole new mahalch in the sugyo. The real Zika does not come back, that's poshut, there's no mitzvah yibum, and the shayla just is there a heter, even without a kiyum mitzvah, because perhaps once the Isser Eshesach came off, b'shas l'nefil l'yibum, then the Eshesach will not come back, and even if he's not being mekayim the mitzvah, he'll be able to marry the Yavama as a regular marriage. Now there is another mahalach to explain the sugya, but that's the Rishonim that hold that there is an issue of Darkei Noyam, to say that she has to have a Zika to someone who she already was patterned from, even if she was never Mutter L'Shuk. You don't necessarily have to learn like the Chiddush of the Rashba and Eir Sugyo, that even though the Zika does not come back, still it's possible to be Mutter to the Yavama, not as a key in Mitzvah's Yibam. And some Achrayim say this, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yibam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches. When he brings Agamara, he paskins Hutra V'Nestra V'Chozer V'Hutra. It's Mavur, not like the Rashba, because the Rambam says, Rotza Cholitz, Rotza Miyabim. The Rambam is clearly saying that the Zika comes back, and he'll have to do either Yibim or Chalitza, Not like the Rashba that the issue is not about a Zika, the issue just is that he has a heter to marry her, shaloi b'teres mitzvah. And furthermore, one can take a look at the Rambam over there, it's mavur, clearly, that even in a case where there are no other brothers, still then is hutra v'nestra v'chazer v'hutra tachzer l'teira rishayin, and he could do yibam. So the Rambam obviously is not going like that teretz of the rishayinim that we're talking about specifically in a case where there are other brothers. And if so, the kasha remains, what happened to the din of daki noyam? How could we put on her a zika after we already were matter the zika from her? Now you could say, but that's the Rambam, and some achrayinim say this in the chedusha of Shmuel, that the Rambam holds like the rishayinim, that kedushin is not mafkiya the zika, even midai raisa. So even though while he was married to the sister of the Yivama, there was still a zika all along, therefore there's no issue of daki noyam. But other achrayinim, the achyezer, and the chedusha of Ruvain, they say, but that's the Rambam, and very important you said, and we can use this Badas Toises on Daf Beis as well to answer the kasha from the sugya. And that is, there's a chakira in the Achreinim, the Kaibet Ha'aris and others. What exactly is the Yisoid Hadin of Darkei Noyam? That which we say that it's not Darkei Noyam, for example, in the case where at the time of the Misa, there were sons and afterwards the son dies, the Gemara says that she cannot possibly have a Zika later, that's not Darkei Noyam. What is the Yisoid Hadin? Is it the pshat that Darkei Noyam itself is a reason, it's a Siba to pater from Yibam? Meaning, really, there should be a Zika over here once the son dies. But since the Torah is Derachel Darchei Noyam, that itself is a reason to pat to her and say that the Zika does not come back. The other tzad to explain Darchei Noyam, and this is Mefurish over there in Rashi on Daf Pei Zayin, Rashi explains that since Darchei Noyam, so Akorchach, when the Torah said Uben Einloy, that the mitzvah of Yibam is in a case when he does not have a son, the Torah is referring to Dafka Bashas Misa. Since it would not be Darkei Noyam for her to have a Zika after we already were matter her, so Akarach, when the Torah says that there's a mitzvah of Yibam, if there's no son, the Torah means specifically Bishas Misa. Bishas Misa, if there's no son, then there's a Zika. If Bishas Misa, there is a son, then even if he dies later, there the Torah did not give a mitzvah of Yibam. Rashi is telling us that the Yisoid of Darkei Noyam is not a Ptur on its own. Meaning, if there's supposed to be a Zika over here, we can't say that since it wouldn't be Darkei Noyam, that's the reason to pater the Zika. Rather, Rashi explains that Darkei Noyam is megal to us how to understand the kavana of the Torah. When the Torah gave a mitzvah of Yibam, Darkei Noyam is megal to us how to understand the kavana of the pasuk of Uben Einloy that it's referring to Dafka Bishas Misa. And so too, Lagabi the din of Erva. If Bishas Misa, the Yavama is in Erva, and therefore there's no Zika, then Drachei Darchei Noyam could tell us that the pasuk of Yevama Yovei Aleha, that there's a mitzvah of Yibam, that's telling B'shas Nefila, and if B'shas Nefila, there's no possibility of Yibam because she's in Erva, then the Torah never gave the mitzvah of Yibam. So again, Darchei Noyam is not a reason on its own to pater the Zika, it's just Megal to us what the pasuk means Yevama Yovei Aleha, when the Torah created a Zika for the mitzvah of Yibam, that's only something which could be Chal B'shas Misa. If B'shas Misa, the Zika was not Chal, then it will not be chal later. And therefore, this will answer the kasha, how could it be in this case of hutra v'nesra v'chazer v'hutra? How could the heter come back? What happened to the din of Darkei Noyam? Once we are matar her l'shuk, how could we give her back a zika later? And the answer is that only b'shas misa, Darkei Noyam could work to tell us, since the zika was not chal b'shas misa, the zika will not come back. And if the zika already was chal, b'shas misa, there was a din of yibum, and even though later it was nesra, there was a certain moment that we patterned her because she was an Achais Isha, then the Zika could come back, and he can ask that it's not Darkei Noyam, because Darkei Noyam is not a reason on its own to patter a Zika. Darkei Noyam could just tell us that Zika is dependent on Shas Nefila. But since here, there B'Shas Nefila, there was a Zika, there was a Nefila Liyibam, then it's possible to say that even though the Zika came off at a certain moment, at the time she was in Erva, there was no Zika, but the Zika could come back later, since Darkei Noyam is not a reason on its own to pater a Zika. So this will be Mahalach to answer B'das Rambam and B'das Tosfos on Daf Beis. How is it possible that the Zika should come back? What happened to the din of Darkei Noyam? Here, since B'shas Nefila there was a Zika, so even though there was one point in time there was no Zika, we are Mater HaLashuk, it's not a problem for the Zika to come back afterwards when she's no longer Asur to him. Now move on. The Mishnah at the bottom of the Omrid says that a Yevama for the first 3 months after her husband dies, she cannot do chalitza or yibam. The Gemara Amud Beis explains that yibam she cannot do because it might turn out that she's a meuberes, and if the vlad is ben kayoma, then it will turn out that the yavam was over the isser of eshesach. However, the Gemara asks, why could they not do chalitza? What can possibly be wrong with doing chalitza within 3 months? And the Gemara wanted to prove from here a raya not like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chalitza smu beres shma chalitza. Rather, from here it would be a raya that chalitza smu beres loy shma chalitza, and the chash would be that if they do chalitza within 3 months, maybe it will turn out that really she was a muberes, and eventually if she's mapil, the child was never born, so there is a zika over here, so they'll think that the chalitza that was done originally is a good chalitza, and the truth is it's not a good chalitza, because it was done while she's in muberes. That's the reason why one cannot do chalitza within 3 months, and that would be a raya not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara says the reason why you cannot do chalitza is for a different reason. Since she's not roi for yibum, because it might turn out that she's a muberes, so she's also not roi for chalitza. Now Rashi over here, Divar Maskel Elam Mishum de Rabbi Yosi, Rashi's bothered by a kasha that even the Maskana, that the pshat in the Mishnah is called she'ena oil yibum, eina oil chalitza, l'chayr, there should still be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. How could it be that Rabbi Yochanan holds chalitza smoberes shma chalitza, but while she's a muberes, she definitely cannot do yibum l'chatchila, so she also should not be able to do chalitza. We should apply the same klal. What's the difference between the din of the Mishnah of Teich Shalish Chadoshim and the din of Rabbi Yochanan on Moberes? By Moberes also, we should say, Kol she'ena oil yibum, eina oil l'chalitza. Now Rashi answers that when the Gemara explains the pshat in the Mishnah is because Kol she'ena oil yibum, the Gemara does not mean to say that therefore the chalitza would be possible. Rather, the chalitza cannot be done l'chatchila, but b'dievav the chalitza would be kosher. The Mishnah just means that l'chatchila one should wait and not do chalitza until he's ready for yibum as well. And the Chayyim Rashi means to say that Rabbi Yochanan also, when Rabbi Yochanan says chalitza smoberes shma chalitza, he also means b'dievav it's a good chalitza, but l'chatchila one cannot do chalitza on a moberes. Now we saw in the beginning of the parak lamed heyom mit beis in Tosfos dibar maschov and nimtzes. Tosfos in the end seemed to have two mahalchim, two tzadim, whether the din of the Mishnah that the Yavama cannot do chalitza within 3 months, whether that is kosher b'dievav or pasul b'dievav. According to what Rashi is saying now, it's muchach to learn the Mishnah, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, that when it says that Yavama cannot do chalitza within 3 months, it means v'lechatchila, but b'dievav it would be kosher. Now the Rashba and the Ritva also discuss over here whether Rabbi Yochanan meant that l'chatchila one could do chalitza on a muberes. And they say like Rashi that Rabbi Yochanan meant only b'dievav, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is not shver from the Mishnah. Just like in the Mishnah we say, kol she'eino oil yibum eino oil l'chalitza, and it means l'chatchila, Rabbi Yochanan is also masking by muberes that l'chatchila one cannot do chalitza. He just told us that b'dievav the chalitza is a good chalitza. And Yushayim asked a kasha on this from the Gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara of their Kipshuta was mashma that according to Rabbi Yochanan, one could even do the chalitza l'chatchila by muberes. The Gemara over there asked the kasha from the Mishnah of Ha'isha Shahalach Balav Yitzirosalim Dina Sayam. And then Edom come and say, Meiz Bailech, that her husband died. And the Mishnah says that she has to wait 9 months to make sure that the Tzara was not a muberes. And the Gemara was bothered by, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds chalitza smoberes shma chalitza, we should be able to do chalitza even within 9 months. The pashas of the Gemara over there was mashma, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could even do chalitza l'chatchila by a muberes. And the Rishonim have to be matchik, and Echanami, the Gemara could have answered that, but Al-Kapanim, that's the way the Rishonim hold, and Rashi as well, that Rabbi Yochanan was a din only b'dievav, not l'chatchila. And therefore there's no kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah here that holds that within 3 months, since she's ein oil yibum, she's also ein oil l'chalitza, and the Rishayim say that means only l'chatchila, but b'dievav the chalitza works, so too the din of Rabbi Yochanan, a moberes, which is not oil yibum, also is not oil l'chalitza l'chatchila, but b'dievav the chalitza does work. Now there's another mahalach to answer this kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, why it's not a steer from Er Sugya, from the way the Gemara explains in the Mishnah that there's a din ein oil yibum, ein oil l'chalitza. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph seems to give a teretz to this kasha. In Divar Maschil Bishlama, Tosfos says that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it holds one can do chalitza by muberes, but Rabbi Yochanan is masking, like it's mavur in the Mishnah, that within 3 months, since she cannot do yibum, she's also in oil l'chalitza. In other words, you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan, when he says chalitza smoberes shma chalitza, and Tosfos is learning kepshuta that it means even l'chatchila, that's only talking about after 3 months. There's no longer an issue of havchana. The problem with doing yibum is not that we won't know whose child it is. After 3 months already, there's no chshash of havchana. There's a different issue, that maybe the child will live, and it will end up that he was over Eish Esach. On that, Tosfos says, B'das Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no problem of kosher ein oil yibum, ein oil l'chalitza. And Tosfos explains, what is the difference between Muberes and Teich Shalish Chadoshim? Tosfos says, because the din is that Teich Shalish Chadoshim, even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that she's not a Muberes, still the din would be that she's Osir to get married because the Rabbanan made a loy plug. Like the Gemara says here by us, that even a Ketana, that she cannot become a Muberes, still the din is that she has to wait 3 months. Now, since that's the din, that even if we know that she's not a moberes, still she's usher within the first 3 months, on that we do say the klal of kol she'ena oil liyibom, eina oil lechalitza. It's not just that there's a chasar in Yudia, we're not sure whether she's a moberes or not. It's more than that. It's b'toras vaday, she definitely is not roy to get married to anybody, including the yavam, because of this din derabbanan that toil sholish chadoshim. Even if we know that she's not moberes, but the rabbanan made a loy plug, she can never get married. Therefore, she's considered ayna oil liyibom, and therefore ayna oil lechalitza as well. Lechatchila, we do not allow chalitza. However, the din of moberes is different. There, if we would know for sure, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that this moberes will eventually miscarry the child, then she would be roy liyibom. So on this, we would not apply the klal of kol she'ena oil liyibom, ayna oil lechalitza, because it's only a lack of yediyah. It's not that she's definitely not roy for yibum. And the Karen Ayur here as well, and Ersugya points out that what Rashi was bothered by is really not a kasha based on this svara that Tosfos says on Daf Lamed Vav. There's a difference between a moberes and teich shalish chadoshim, that by moberes, if Eliyahu would tell us that she's going to be mapel, she would be roy for yibum. So here we don't say kol she'ena liyibum ein oil lechalitza, and therefore she could even have chalitza lechatchila. According to this mahalach, we don't have to be matchik the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav. Like we said, the Gemara over there is mashma that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even lechatchila, we could do chalitza for a moberes. The Rishonim had to be matchik this Gemara. According to Tosfos, we could learn the Gemara kepshutai that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even lechatchila, one could do chalitza for a moberes, because there we don't apply the klal of kol she'ein oil liyibam ein oil lechalitza. Now there's just one ha'ara that according to this mahalach we're explaining bedas Tosfos, that here in Er Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph, we do say kol she'ein oil liyibam ein oil lechalitza, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, because here she's also for Yibam b'tayres vaday, even if we know for sure that she's not a moberes, since the Rabbanah made a light plug, so here it is considered ein oil liyibam. The Gemara here in Daf Mem Aleph from Beis is not so much like this, because the Gemara explained what is the pshat in the Mishnah, why is she not roy for Yibam toich sholish chadoshim. The Gemara explains Shema Yehavlad ben Kayama v'kapoga b'isser eishesach. The Gemara says the reason why she's not roy for Yibam is not the regular din of Havchana, which requires every woman to wait 3 months. Rather, it's a special din over here by Yibam. Here there's a stronger chash that he might end up being over the Isser Dereisa of Eishesach. Then the Gemara goes on to explain, what about Chalitza? Why is she not right for Chalitza? And the Gemara says, Kol she'ena oil liyibam, eina oil lechalitza. Now the truth is that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara should first have to introduce that there's another reason why she's not right for Yibam, besides the chash of Shem Yipoga by Eishesach, rather because of the regular din of Havchana. Because the way we explained, only Mikayach that din of Avchana, which is Bitaris Vadai, there even if Eliyahu would tell us that she's not a Moberes, still she would be not right for Yibam. Only Mikayach that din do we now say Kol She'ena Oil Liyibam Eina Oil Lechalitza. If it was only Mikayach the din that the Gemara mentions, of Shema Yipoga B'Isra Eishesach, on that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would not say Kol She'ena Oil Liyibam Eina Oil Lechalitza. So Bishmir, if you learn like the other Rishonim and Rashi, the reason why we say Kol She'ena Oil Liyibam Eina Oil Lechalitza, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, is because anytime she's not roi lechatchila for yibum, she's also not roi lechatchila for chalitza. There's no difference between a moberes and teich shalish chadoshim. But according to Tosfos, the fact that she's a moberes, and therefore not roi for yibum, because he might be over the isser of Eishesach, that would not be a reason to say kol she'ena oil liyibam eina oil lechalitza. It's only mikayach the din of teich shalish chadoshim, the din of havchana, which is begeder loy plug, that's a reason to say kol she'ena oil liyibam eina oil lechalitza. We'll just finish off with one small ha'ara. The Gemara at the bottom of the Omid quotes the Braisa, Yivama Shloisha Chadoshim Arishonim Nizoinis Mishal Baal. Rashi explains because since she cannot remarry within the first 3 months, then she has a right to get Mizoinis from her husband. Now the Gemara earlier was discussing what is the Pshat in the Mishnah, why can she not have Chalitza within the first 3 months according to Rabbi Yochanan, and one of the possible terutzim the Gemara wanted to give is Mishum Demafstala Mizoinis. He's going to cause her to lose out Mizoinis. In other words, she really would have had Mizoinis within the first 3 months. Once he does Chalitza, then she's going to lose Mizoinis. And like Tosfos explains over there, Dibur Maschum Mishum Demafsid, he says according to that Mahalach, it really wouldn't be an Isser, it would just be an Eitzah Toiva. The Mishnah is giving an Eitzah Toiva that she should not have Chalitza within the first 3 months, in order that she should still get Mizoinis. And Shmuel Rozovsky in his Sefer, he asks a very strong Kasha, what does the Gemara mean to say? Why would she lose Mizoinis if she has Chalitza within the first 3 months? Even if she had Chalitza, she definitely would not be mutter to marry someone else. There clearly would still be an issue of Havchana. She would still be ushered to remarry until after 3 months, and therefore Lechayra, it's possible that she still should get Mizoinis. When the Gemara originally asked that she should be able to do Chalitza within the first 3 months, the Gemara did not mean to say that afterwards she would be mutter to get married to somebody else. Rather, the Gemara meant to ask, like Rashi explains, The first Rashi on the Gemara Dibur Maschel Eloloi Tachloi Tzamai, Rashi says, Ula Achar Gimel Im Einam Muberes Tinasei. Gemara asked, let her do Chalitza before 3 months, and then afterwards, if we see that she's not a Muberes, then she'll be allowed to get married. Or if she's Mapil, then we'll allow her to get married. But the Gemara never meant to ask that she should be Mutter before 3 months. That definitely would be Osir until we see that she's not a Muberes. And if so, how could the Gemara say before that we do not allow Chalitza within 3 months because of an Eitzah Toiva that she shouldn't lose the Mezoinus? Either way, even if she would have Chalitza within 3 months, she would still have a right to get Mezoinus until the end of 3 months because only then she's Mutter to get married to somebody else.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.